Hi everyone, my name is Donna and I am an alcoholic. And wow, it's coming to an end. We've got one more step next week, but I'm going to stay in the now because that's what this journey enables me to do to stay in what's happening right now. And it's interesting because the day got by me and I got a text. Are you showing up? So I love it when I'm not prepared. The best that I did was do a little do with my hair and put a little lipstick on. But other than that, here we go. My sobriety date is August 5th, 2000. And I want to welcome all of our new friends, friends that are here for the first time and friends that are coming back. This is a we program. If you never felt welcomed in a long time, you're going to get accustomed to feeling welcome. And this meeting does a wonderful job of making us feel at home when we come in. So I'm here to talk about step 11 for the next 20 something minutes. So after a while, I get to see how the steps, certain steps kind of correlate with me. So I'm going to start at step three. And step three says that we made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. And so I'm making this decision that I'm going to transfer my thinking, and my thinking on my own is selfish, it's self-centered and full of fear. And I'm very angry. And my life are the things that I do, my actions, my reactions, the things I don't do. And I'm willing to do something that I've never done before, believe in something that is really no obvious proof in the tangible form, but I see the proof in people. So people don't understand why we're in AA and we stay in AA. Because if for the first time I'm being asked to turn my thinking and my actions over to the care of this entity in this force that I've never tried before, it's important that I see it works. And so hopefully, my sobriety date is August 5th, 2000. Hopefully, in the things that I share with you, is going to give you a willingness to believe, well, if Donna was a drunk living her life like she was dying, and she's here today, not prepared, but feeling very relaxed, because under normal conditions, I would have been frantic. Because I wasn't prepared, and oh my God, I screwed up. I wasn't here in time. None of that's happening. And so perhaps maybe you see the God that I'm relying on to live. And so we do this thing, and then we're asked to do something that we've never done before, and that's take an honest look at self. The self, and really it's a self that we created, but as you go down this path, you're even going to question that word self. But I don't want to confuse anyone, because when I came in, there was a lot of things that people on this path had said that I didn't quite understand, but I was willing to believe it because I saw something in them that made me willing to believe what they said. And so I do the deal, I do a fourth step, and I share about it in step five, and I'm very intimate with God and another human being, which both of those I was never intimate with. I thought I was intimate, but I didn't know what intimacy really meant. For me, intimacy was physical. I never really opened up and let anybody really get to know me, but I do that in step five. And then I see what my life was like because I was so busy focusing on your life. I couldn't really see my life. And I'm willing to say, okay, God, I'm willing to take a stab at what this new life can look like. Because that's all they talk about in this big book of ours is this new life, new foundation, new. So I want to start experience some of that new. And so this decision to partner with God, build with me, that word with is real key. I'm willing to give my entire existence over to God because of steps four and five. And then I get to see the miracle of step seven, because all of a sudden, if you're in this big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, you have to really look at some of the words that they're saying. We become frank, we become honest, we become open, we become sincere, we become accountable. Wait a minute, how did that happen? How did I go from being irresponsible, unaccountable, manipulative, lying, thieving to those things? And so now I'm awake. I can feel the tinge when jealousy rears its ugly head. Because there's still a part of me that believes that I'm separated from you. And so I look at you and I'm jealous of what you're doing and I want to be like you and I start beating myself up. But today we become awakened. And because of the work we did in four and five, we know that that's a lie. I get to see that the things you're doing, the gifts that you are living, the life you're living, and the challenges that you're going through does not mean that I'm any less than you, but I always judge you to judge me. So I want to keep this new life. I like the friends I'm meeting. I like how I'm interacting with my family because I've cleaned up the wreckage of my past. So the past, that story, the story that I carried. I'm like Santa Claus. I emptied out the bag. I want to keep this. So that means every day is a day that step 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve. I want to improve on what I've been introduced to, this new way of life. I want to improve my conscious contact with God as I understand it. So I'm consciously aware of this power. I'm consciously aware of this power because all of a sudden there's been a transformation in and through me, in spite of me, that I had nothing to do with. How is it that all of a sudden I don't really have the need to manipulate? I'm able to apologize if I lie. Remember, I think I've shared this the previous weeks. Don't ask me a question. Well, you can do it now because I'm aware of it. But if you had asked me a question, oh, Donna, you read that book, right? If you added the word right after every question, my response without missing a beat was yes. And I know I'm lying, but I don't have the courage. I got too much pride to admit that I'm lying. So now I'm stuck in a corner because I can't even be inquisitive. I can't ask questions. But see, that shifts because now I see, oh, wait a minute. That's my pride wanting you to think I'm a great big such and much. So now I can apologize. I want to improve on that. So praying only for knowledge of His will for us. See, because by the time I start living in step 11, I realize that it is okay not to know. I think one of the biggest challenges is to let go of control. Because I've lived my life relying on my thinking mind that needs to know. I'm not going to do something unless I know it's a guarantee. I'm going to ask you a whole bunch of questions. So, Donna, you want to do something? I got to know everything before I say yes. Well, that all changes in the spiritual world. Praying for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry it out. Well, I get to see relying on self, I'm lazy. I get out of bed. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to start. I don't really want to be engaged. So am I willing to sit quietly in the morning and feed my mind a new narrative? Thank God they gave me directions on how to pray and meditate, because I had no experience. Now, this is after going to Catholic school 13 years, including kindergarten. The only bit of religion or spirituality, because this isn't religion, was going to church on Sunday. And I didn't even do that. I would get on the bus because I lived in the suburbs, and I would get off the bus and I would go sit in the diner, and this is New York City, and have vanilla egg creams. I don't know if they have them in other parts of the country, but vanilla egg creams are the bomb. And I'd wait until church service was over and jump back on the bus and go home. And I really didn't want to go to church because I was forced to go to the earliest mass. My mother used church as a punishment. There was like a noon mass, 12:15, but I had to go at 9. Like, I think it was like a punishment, just want me to get up. So that was my experience with prayer and no meditation. Well, because I'm in this habit of step 10, pausing. Whatever thought comes to mind, I don't follow it down the rabbit hole. I've been practicing pausing, practicing pausing. If I suffer from 100 forms of fear, I gotta pause 100 times. And I pause until I don't have to pause. I mean, I pause until that fear stops being on my back. So I've got experience in being in the now, because if you pause enough times, your now gets extended. And you're able to experience what's happening right now longer and longer and longer. So when I wake up, I followed to the T. For many years, I followed the directions that were given. I had to, because on my own, I didn't know how to pray and meditate. And then after a while, it didn't become so robotic. I'm in my bed before my feet touch the ground, and I'm thankful. Because I realize that I don't have the power to even wake myself up. See, I start looking at things from an entirely different perspective. It's like, who's pumping the blood through my veins and giving me breath? And I realize that I have this relationship with this inner spirit. Now, I'm doing some work right now, and I was presented with this question, and I realized, oh my goodness, there's still more awareness for me. When I sit in meditation, who or what is meditating? When I was asked that question, I was like, oh, wow. So I've been presented with a new teacher. And I don't know, I'll come back in this meeting 3 months from now and I'll let you know where my journey has taken me, but it's had me sit with who is meditating or what is meditating. So if you're willing to go to any length, you'll realize that there's so much to learn and so much to grow into. I find that I'm not rushing through life. And it's interesting with time. I did an exercise with my latest sponsor, because I think I get too caught up in the importance of time. It's not enough. How long? And so I had this, and it was part of my 11-step exercises, is to not rely on my phone or my watch for the first part of the day. So when I'm given instructions and directions, I usually balk. I balked at that one. I'm like, oh my God, but how am I going to know? See, my ego loves to negotiate, because it like, but how am I going to know? How am I going to know? But the willingness overrides the negotiator. And so I did this exercise and it was amazing. I intuitively knew what to do. And I realized that I was afraid to not be in control. And I was thinking that I was going to miss something, but I realized that everything that needed to get done got done. It's an amazing, amazing experience. How free do you want to be? There's another exercise that I did, the St. Francis prayer, and that was pretty powerful. I mean, I took each line of the St. Francis prayer, and I meditated on each line. And there's some directions that go through that. If anybody's interested, my number's in the chat. I'm very open with all of these exercises that were given to me. They were given to me so that I can share them with you. And that wasn't always the case. Oh boy, I trust and believe I liked having things in the audience and let you know what I have, and I'm not sharing it. But see, we get to see that there's an entirely different perspective on life, that we start being of service and being helpful. So I wake up in the morning and I start my mind with a new narrative, and I sit and I don't monitor the thoughts, because they're going to come and they're going to go. There's times when I can feel the vibration of my body. I don't sit at the same place, because then it becomes robotic. I don't read the same thing, because then it comes robotic. But I have a few books that I truly love. And basically, what I sit with is be still, Donna. Be still and know that I am God. That does not make me feel uncomfortable. It might have made me feel uncomfortable early on when I was just making that decision in the third step. I'm like, oh, I don't know. I don't know if I can be still and know that there is a God. But after enough experiences, I start growing into this. Willing to believe turns into faith. And I'm even willing to look past the negotiator that says, but what if, then what? I'm now able to say, even if. So you wake up, starting your day with your creator, your director, your principal, the spirit within. And then throughout the day, you're going to realize how much of a human being you still are. And you're going to watch for the things that make you feel fearful or resentful. And in step 10, my step 10 is 10, 6, and 7. I see it. I ask God to show me how to be. Please remove it and show me how to be. And I offer my oneness with God again. If I owe an amends, I make the amends. I share it with another human being, because there's something powerful about confession. And then at night, now I don't do inventory every night. I have sponsees religiously, religiously, year after year after year. I'm not saying that what I'm doing is correct, but I will tell you this. If I'm pretty good about watching throughout the day, I can go to sleep and I can do my own inventory of my day. Now, I know when I can't go to sleep because there's something that, even if I 10 stepped it, that's still weighing me down, I know I got to put pen to paper. And I know that I cannot go to sleep because there's something that I need to have a deeper look at. But I do thank God every night. I'm grateful for the things I was able to do in the day, the people I've been able to help. But I don't live this life thinking that I'm separated from God or separated from you. And in doing that, I'm amazed at how full my life is. My life is fuller now than it's ever been. I kid you not. Because I'm not caught up in the mechanics of who, what, when, where, how. Now, what will happen is like what happened today. I can get so immersed in something that time flies by me. And part of me, and then maybe this is maybe that I'm being lazy, but I do know because there's other people that are awake, they'll usually remind me. And I don't know, maybe that's a cop out. I'm waiting for you to remind me. But it's just like speaking commitments. I know that people are going to call me the day before. And so part of me kind of relies on you to keep me straight. So there's this connection, right? And I don't say that in a way that, well, I don't need to worry because they're going to, but I just recognize that, I appreciate it's more of an appreciation. I know that people are going to make sure that I show up. And I've come to appreciate that. I used to say, oh God, don't they know I'm going to show up? Why are they bugging me? It all boils down to how free do you want to be? I don't believe for me that I survived the pain, misery, and despair in my childhood and my teenage years. The pain, despair, and misery from my drinking. Just to revert right back to relying on self. It wasn't a success then. And I've been offered a new way of life. And for me, I don't think that I would have the willingness to venture onto this new way of life if I didn't have the life that I had. And this crazy thing is, I don't even know what this all means. But I just want more. I make use of spiritual literature, and it's interesting because I read some of these books and I'm like, wow, how enlightened. I mean, this sounds like some of this enlightenment, am I ever gonna, I feel like I am so far removed from that kind of enlightenment. Maybe it doesn't even happen in this lifetime. Maybe this lifetime is just the beginning, but that's what I want more of. I want to feel like I'm a spiritual being, part of the universe, and not judge so much and not envy and not. It's less and less. But my entire life, the world had power over me. Oh my God. I used to walk with my head down, New York City. Strangers would walk by and they would say, girl, hold your head up. I
Two
had no idea.
minutes, Donna.
Thank you. I had no idea that's how I was living. Walk into a room and had to, couldn't be, couldn't, I had to know somebody. I needed somebody to walk up to so I didn't feel alone. But the beautiful thing is, if you stay on this path and you do this deal, it's not a cult. This program was given. Bill met Ebby, got the spiritual solution, met Dr. Silkworth, got the physical, the obsession, and the alcohol craving problem. And the two, this one man had both. And they set out on a course of action. They didn't know it was going to lead into us in 2026. I'm so grateful for those two men and for God. So I don't know if this was a typical step 11 share, but all I know is that's the share that I gave. I hope I instill some hope in you guys. We ask God to show us how to be. Who are you being? See, my mind always wants me to do, but I have to be before I do. And if I'm being kind, if I'm being compassionate, if I'm being loving, if I'm being accountable, if I'm being agreeable, guess what? My actions reflect that. And I'm going to attract people to me. And I'm going to realize, wait a minute, I do like to be around people. I do care about the human race. And I get to share my examples with you guys. So thank you for allowing me to share.
Thank you, Donna. I'm so glad you.